One further thing I want to say about the description of what happened in the metaphysical world is that the density I speak of in every state of its infinite evolution was non-matter. It was in the form of non-matter. It took all that infinite evolution of non-matter to create every form of density and everything else that I have described, so that when you talk about the point of singularity in our physical world, in our universe, what I believe is that it represents the dense non-matter in which the blueprint was contained, which represented every bit of information about it. And the reason that that is important is because of what I said in the previous recording, that non-matter created matter through infinite evolution. And that means that in the point of singularity is density of non-matter. That is why it goes, the equations I spoke of go back to the point of singularity, and in fact, that point of singularity, it makes sense that there's no space, no time, time stops, there's no space, there's no dimension. And it goes back, whatever is sucked into that black hole, the energy sucked into that black hole, goes back to the point of singularity, which is non-matter. And that's why there's infinity within it. It represents the non-matter, the dense non-matter, represents the blueprint of its infinite evolution. It also fits in with what I've already said about matter and antimatter. So matter and non-matter. So in our universe, there really is, truly, I believe, the metaphysical in our physical world and the metaphysical in the metaphysical world, the origin of the universe is here, in the black hole and in the point of singularity. So our universe is both physical, metaphysical in a physical universe, and metaphysical in a metaphysical non-matter of infinite evolution. It took all that infinite evolution to create sufficient density of non-matter in which everything was contained, in every state and form that I have outlined. And the infinite states in which it reached became unsustainable, and that's why it blew. But the point I want to make is that there are two points. The point of singularity is non-matter, and that's why the equations will equal infinity, to represent what happened in the metaphysical, in the metaphysical world, and that the metaphysical of the metaphysical world is in our physical universe. It's in our universe in a metaphysical state. It's in our physical universe in a metaphysical state. And that's where the origin lies. So there's both. The answer, in other words, is in what there is now. It's in the black hole and what I've explained about it, and in that point of singularity and what I've said about it.